Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
For about a minute and a half. Okay, anyways, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Sorry about that. Again, my apologies. I don't know what happened there. Let's just get right to this. What we're going to be doing is talking about the consequences of supporting what the Lord condemns on so many different levels. And it is wholly true, friends. There's no question about it. Nobody can stand against this law unto itself, that you reap what you sow. I mean, if a man reaps a bad harvest because he sowed bad seed, I mean, farmer will tell you this, right? And so it is with what's going on in the country right now. We want to go ahead and allow these people, through our apathy and tolerance, to go ahead and test their steel as they begin to advance an agenda that God clearly condemns, that he calls an abomination. And so here we are. I'm going to cover some of this stuff. You guys seen about a week and a half ago, I had highlighted what took place at the Dodger Stadium there in Los Angeles, and we seen that there was 56,000 seats. I did my homework on it. 56,000 seats, and we found that there was less than 100 people inside of the stadium. Corporations were sponsoring that. Bud Light was sponsoring that. The Dodgers were supporting that, and it completely backfired, which, by the way, shows you it's not about the money. It's about indoctrinating people through force. That's called totalitarianism. This is what dictators do, and it's an oppressive system of government, and this is what's at work right now. This is all government-sponsored. But I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to show you some videos in just a little bit here, and I'm going to show you as to what's going on through those that are promoting this agenda, even their concert-goers, just to show you again, folks, how far gone these people are gone. And when I say that, I really truly mean that, because everything they touch, it just completely falls back right on their own face. And you can look at the numbers concerning the corporations. They've lost billions of dollars just over the last month. You can see artists, which I'm going to show you in the up-and-coming moments and segments on the show today here, friends, where they made the wrong move. And with that, friends, they're eating the pill. They're eating the fruit of their own ways. The scripture is clear. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And it's exactly what's happening. What I want to do is I want to cover something really quick here because a friend of mine yesterday had sent a picture of what was going on in her state. And again, I hope I'm okay to show this picture. I showed it yesterday, but I want to show it again on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, or SOL Radio Live. Go to the top of that page and subscribe to the feed, or go over to Before It's News, beforeitsnews.com, and you're going to see exactly what we're talking about here. If you want to call in, you can do that to 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you're looking at the picture right now, it's extremely hazy, and it's all being thrown at the people as if it's coming from Canada. Now, what's interesting about this picture is this is in Michigan. We're in Minnesota, and I know that there's certain parts of Minnesota that are closer to Canada than Michigan is. And many of the people in Michigan and across the United States that are suffering this abuse from this said fire and this smoke from the fire, they don't believe it's the fire alone. They believe that they're being sprayed down upon. And if you read 28:24 of Deuteronomy, you're going to see that the Lord's very specific about what he'll do to a country in judgment. But again, I want you to see this. The first thing I want to do is I want to go over to chemtrails because I brought this up yesterday and I dug up the piece. I found this piece, and I want you to see it for yourselves how the mainstream media has been, in fact, covering this topic for years now, and somehow or another, people still aren't catching on. Congress has even got this on the record that the government is spraying down on mass populations on a global basis, and it's not good. So let me bring about the correlation of this mainstream media piece concerning that of chemtrails, and then we'll come back to the smoke that's going, or should I say is falling upon the cities in the United States of America. Go ahead and check this out.
Could a strange substance found by a Southwest Arkansas man be part of a government test? Well, that's the question at the heart of a phenomenon called chemtrails, now getting widespread attention. Well, tonight, Baseline News 12 investigation reporter Jeff Farrell shows us the result of testing we had done about what's in our skies.
It seemed like some mornings it was just crisscrossing the whole sky, and it was just like a giant checkerboard.
That's right.
Bill Nichols snapped several photos of the strange clouds from his home in Stamps, Arkansas. They begin as normal contrails from a jet engine, but do not fade away like a normal contrail. Soon after, he saw particles in the air.
Because we'd see it drop to the ground in a haze.
Nichols then noticed the material collecting on the ground.
It was water and stuff that I collected in bowls. I had it set out in my backyard on my dad's pickup truck.
KSLA News 12 had the sample tested at a lab. The results? A high level of barium, 6.8 parts per million, more than three times the toxic level set by the EPA.
Armed with these lab results about the high levels of barium found in our sample, we decided to contact the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality. They told us that, yes, these levels are very unusual, but at the same time, they added the caveat that proving the source is a whole other matter.
Yep.
Barium is a hallmark of other chemtrail testing, which even attracted attention from a Los Angeles TV station. There's already no shortage of unclassified weather modification programs by the government. But those who fear chemtrails could be secret biological or chemical testing on the public point to the 1977 Senate hearings in particular.
See,
which confirmed
it's in the congressional record.
239 populated areas had been contaminated with biological agents between 1949 and 1969.
So your government is
later,
in fact doing this, friends.
Rockefeller report.
Rockefeller report again. So you just got to keep looking to the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Gates, and all those that your corrupt politicians serve to figure out where this is all coming from. Folks, these are demonic men. They're monsters, and they must be stopped. I just wanted to prove the point that the mainstream media is covering the very topic that I'm about ready to cover right now, and we'll come right back to it in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust from heaven. It shall come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. Remember, it says in Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, friends, that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good. Now, that was when they obeyed, right? The first part of chapter 28. You can also go over to Leviticus 26 and see the same thing there. But when you see Deuteronomy 28, the first 15 scriptures are the blessings. The next 55 are the curses. The curses outweigh the blessings, okay? But pay attention to the piece that I just played for you just a moment ago, going back to chemtrails. I was talking about this yesterday. And the reason I'm playing this for you now is because I always want to verify what we're doing on the show. And what we're doing is conveying to you information that's come out of the horse's mouth or information that's come to the light. Luke 12:2, what does it say? Nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. That is the mercy of God, and he looks to the church to enforce it along with government. Okay? But what we find in this country, judgment is turned backwards, Isaiah 59, and we see the said government doing and acting in a way that is foreign and even treasonous to the very purpose that it was set up concerning the institution of government. And I want you to watch the rest of this because it admits, friends, that there is the military admitted chemical weapons warfare against the people through chemtrails. And again, I want you to see this for yourself.
Areas had been contaminated with biological agents between 1945.
So this is your government doing this, just so you know.
Later, the 1994 Rockefeller Report concluded hundreds of thousands of military personnel were also subjected to secret biological experiments over the last 60 years.
But testing on their own people.
Way yet again.
I'd rather it be something inert and benign, you know, something that's, you know, not causing any damage, but I'd like to know what it is.
Canceling News 12 discovered chemtrails are even mentioned by name in the initial draft of House Bill 2977.
See, there you have it, friends.
Back in 2001, under the Space Preservation Act. But the military denies any such program exists.
yeah.
Jumping, okay? So I need
well, I can tell you right now they can go ahead and deny it all that they want to, friends, but the fact of the matter is we know it. I mean, the information is out there. There's nothing that they can cover concerning chemtrails anymore, and it happens all day long. Last night, they were doing it directly over the top of the studios here. And they're not flying very high, neither. And you can even go onto your phone and download an app that brings up radar concerning the airlines and their activity, and that includes helicopters. You can go online and download that, and you can actually find out the planes that are doing this. So, again, friends, none of this stuff is deniable. It's irrefutable concerning what's happening here. Your government is spraying down on you chemicals. You just heard it there. It's even in the congressional record. Okay? So this isn't like, again, hidden information. One of the chemicals that was found inside of what was being sprayed down during that broadcast was barium. I want you to listen carefully because you can put this up against the 5G towers and tell me if there's not a correlation. Oh, there's a correlation. Barium sulfate is a contrast agent. Barium sulfate works by coating the inside of the esophagus, the stomach, or intestines, which allows them to be seen more clearly on a CT scan or a radiologic and X-ray examination. Okay? So, again, it's right in front of your face. Just wanted to bring it to the light. I wanted you to see it for yourself. Is it something that I created? Absolutely not. Just exposing another crime being committed against the people by their said representatives, regardless if they acknowledge it or not. We already have the information that they have. So the military can deny it all day long. It matters not. So, now going back to my friend's picture here in Michigan. Okay? Looks pretty hazy, doesn't it? They're being told that it's the smoke from the fires in Canada. Okay? So what I did is I wanted to know how these fires are starting because what I did, as a matter of fact, I'm doing it right now. I want to go, and I want you to see this for yourself, how the mainstream media and the big tech companies, again, are trying to cover up the truth of the matter as to how these fires are being started. Okay, so I'm actually scrolling down. We're doing live radio, and I want you to see this for yourselves so you know that it's nothing that I'm creating. You're going to see it a couple times here. But again, it shows you that in Quebec, in Canada there, friends, everything is fine the night before. And then before you know it, simultaneously, all these fires are being started at the same exact time. Okay? And they want you to believe it just happened. Just like the folks, there's no truth in these people. One of the things that we got to continuously go back to is one of the things that Mengele said, the angel of death under Adolf Hitler. He said, the more that we do to you back during that time, the more that we do to you, the less the people believe it's us doing it to you. Common sense comes into place, friends, that this isn't just happening. And how many times, I ask, how many times have they been busted creating the crimes only to accuse there on so many different scenarios? How many times have they been busted where they accuse their political opposition for the very crimes that they're guilty of committing? That's what Goebbels said under Adolf Hitler. Accuse others of what you're guilty of, right? And it's exactly what's happening here. And if you want to remain playing the fool, you can do that. And you are going to at the end of the day, and so is your posterity, going to suffer the abuse of the tyrants that you continuously submit to or bow down to on so many different levels. So I have it here now, and I want you to see this because I showed this during the beginning of the week. This is Quebec, the province of Canada, and it shows you that all the fires are simultaneously starting at the exact same time, all across the province. Okay? Just want to make sure you see this for yourself. Again, I'm not making this up. I'm just exposing the information that's coming to my front desk because it's information that the people need to have. It's not just smoke coming from the fires. Now, I want to go back to the issue as to what so many are dealing with in the United States concerning this fire. And I want you to see this little download that we got from one of our friends a day ago, MJ Truth. And I want you to see what it is that he found There's two different reports here. Go ahead, check this out. I'm going to give it a little volume, and you can watch for yourself as to how he explains what's happening here concerning this alleged smoke that just started, these fires that came out of Canada that just started out of nowhere. Check it out.
Just caught on fire all at once on a clear day. I would say this would be some kind of terrorism of some kind or an attack.
Terrorism defined the Oxford's English Dictionary, the original definition of terrorism. Again, Oxford's English Dictionary. Terrorism is defined as government by intimidation, just so you know. But again, what are they doing? They're accusing others of committing the acts that they're guilty of. But continuously watch this, friends, because it's very interesting.
Here it is. Here we are. I'm going to let the images load. You can see this morning. It's clear. Just partly cloudy skies, nothing really crazy going on there. And then, well, here's last night, here's today. All of southeast Quebec just caught on fire.
Yeah, you can't make it up, folks. It's obvious what's going on here. It's another crisis.
Insane.
And then what are they doing? They're calling for climate.
Angry beekeeper here. You guys know you're breathing poison.
And then what they're doing, friends, is they're calling for climate change lockdowns. Did you not know this? Just like the plandemic. We all know who's behind the plandemic, right? So let's not play the fool the second time around, because they're going to do it again, because the American people are waiting for them to do it again. Instead of dealing with them in disobedience and rebellion towards the Lord, they're waiting for the bad guys to set the next narrative. Okay? Let's go to the next broadcast here. This guy just said, you know that you're breathing poison, don't you? Check this out.
Right now, right? I walked out of my house this morning, and I smelt burning plastic. So I got on the Google right away, and I looked, where is this plastic fire? Well, there was no gigantic plastic fire. What we are smelling is the smoke from Northern Ontario and Northern Quebec, the forest fires. Now, what is happening? That wood smoke is going up into the atmosphere, and it's mixing with water. Ultraviolet radiation from the sun is causing chemical processes to turn it into formaldehyde and benzene. Yes, I said formaldehyde. We all know what they use that for. And benzene causes cancer at 4 parts per billion. I typically like to make TikToks and spread love and joy and prance around and talk about bees and all things good, but I'm sorry, guys, this TikTok is not about that. The best we can do is stay in our homes with the windows shut, run your air conditioners. That's all I got, guys.
Okay, so you heard what he said. He highlighted benzene, right? So I looked up benzene for you. What are the side effects of benzene? Drowsiness, dizziness, rapid or irregular heartbeat, headaches, tremors, confusion, unconsciousness, death at very high levels. This man right here just told us that they're at very high levels. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back after this break.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. USA News, I'm Tim Berg. the airlines look to be finally catching up. That's according to the latest FlightAware Misery Map, showing just over 500 delays and 9 cancellations into, within, or out of the United States. This passenger telling Fox News she's been traveling for years and the airports have never been this packed.
I have never seen so many people at the airport. I've been traveling for years because I'm from the Caribbean. I have never seen it like this. Never, ever.
The United States may be on the verge of giving Ukraine controversial weapons. General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told reporters the U.S. may give Kyiv cluster weapons, also known as dual-purpose improvised conventional munitions. Tim Berg, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So I want to get to this, I'm going back and forth with some people on social media platforms. If you want to call in, please do. We'd love to have your input. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. It's my job as a preacher, and by the way, I'm not a pastor. Common sense comes into play. Read Ephesians 4:11. There's the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, and or the pastor, which was named one time in the Bible. I am not that guy, okay? But I want to say this. People are saying, well, what's the answer? What's the answer? No, I'm not making it up. Where's the answers to be found? The answers are to be found in what you do with the truth that's given to you. It's amazing how you all know who the bad guys are. It's amazing how you all parrot their narrative. But it's amazing how that's your message. My message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is the fruit of the people that call them God's children that disobey him at every given turn. That's what this is. America is in trouble because of the church, who is called to be the light that reproves the darkness. They don't reprove the darkness because they're a part of the darkness. Right? You've heard that saying, evil prevails because good men do nothing. There's nothing further from the truth. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. Hey, folks, good men don't allow evil to prevail. Okay? I know a lot of you people out there promoting the message for the government in the fear of consequence that you believe you're doing the work of the Lord. That's not the message at all. It's our job when we read the Bible to repair and to restore, not to just highlight what's wrong with the country, but to bring about the answer in dealing with what's wrong in this country. We're commanded by God to do it. He said in Proverbs 7:2, keep my commandments and live. Did you hear what I said? Scripture says in Proverbs 7:2, keep my commandments and live. What happens if you don't do that? Then you're going to fall to judgment. That's what's going to happen, and that's what's happening today. The good news comes from the people that are promoting the right message, and it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. But there is no good news until the people understand the bad news. But again, I want to reiterate the point. In this country, you have over 300,000 pulpits remaining silent in the face of what's going on. They are the greatest advocate to the abortion industry, to the sodomite agenda. They're even putting flags on their buildings, friends. And regardless if they're putting a flag on their building or not, if they're silent in the face of evil, it shows you that they're a part of the problem. And they're adding strength to the tyranny. They're adding strength, folks, to these agendas by shutting up when God told them through commandments to proclaim his word, to bring forth the word of light. Okay? And that's not what they're doing. You should see, and other people have called in and observed this, you should see some of the conversations people have on social media platforms. They know all about the problem. They know who's responsible for the problem, right? And they watch 50 different shows all day long, and they go around and share with everybody how smart they are. But they don't bring one iota of resolve to the table. See, that's the problem in the country. I just did a protest a week and a half ago at the Target here in the state of Minnesota. And it's amazing, and let me reiterate the point, and if you're condemned, that's on you, not on me, because you love darkness rather than the truth, period. That's what the Bible tells us. Read Romans 8 and also John 3, starting in verse 18, 19, 20, and 21. Okay, it was interesting. All of the emails that I get from all of the good people in America, the good Christians that continuously inundate me with 200 to 300 emails every day about everything that's going wrong in this country. No, these are professed Christians. Hey, I'm here to tell you, they're not no Christians, because that's not the message of Jesus Christ at all. It's not the message of Jesus Christ where you just are taught to throw your hands up and say there's nothing we can do about it and go spread that message. It's just the opposite. Scripture is clear. The law, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, hath made us free from the law of sin and death. And that's all they know how to do is promulgate and preach a message of death and gloom and doom. That is not the spirit of Christ. That is the spirit of the world and the spirit of the devil, because it teaches men to fear the consequence of what's going on. Instead of fearing and preaching the fear of God and departing from iniquity and taking responsibility and dealing with the issues, they do just the opposite. They preach the fear of man and consequence, and they feel within themselves somehow or another, and they've deceived themselves into believing that they belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. You are deceived. You are seriously deceived. Listen, here's the resolve. Somebody asked me the question, well, then tell us what we're supposed to do. Well, professed Christian, what does the Bible say? That is the first prerequisite, right, in John 7:17, that you must know concerning the doctrine. We're supposed to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, right? See, it's what you're feeding on. You're not feeding on the bread of life. You're feeding on the spirit of death that the world gives. Here's the answer. Now, therefore, listen carefully, O Israel, unto the statutes, how you deal with people when they commit the crime, and unto the judgments, and establishing righteousness, which is a mercy to the people. The Lord said, which I teach you for you to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Then he says, you shall not add to or take away. Then he says, you've seen what I did to your enemies. I'm at Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 4. You cleave unto the Lord your God. Everyone that did, you're alive today. Everything's going good for you. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess. Keep therefore and do them. There's the problem. Faith without works is dead. There's the problem. They're educated in the problem, but they're not educated in the answer, are they? They're educated in telling everybody else what they're supposed to do, but they're not educated in actually practicing what they preach. I'm thinking of Matthew 23, verse 3. I'm thinking of James 2, 14 through 26. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is wise and an understanding people. How are they a wise and an understanding people? By keeping the commandments of the Lord. That's what our forefathers used to do in this country. Everything started spinning out at the turn of the century because the American people traded prosperity for the God that set them free. That's the problem. And he told us in Deuteronomy 6 that we're to beware of that within itself. That we are to beware of that. Now what are we doing? The American people are taught to just go ahead and listen to the conservatives and the professed Christians of the day. Tell them that there's nothing that they can do. They tell them the bad news. They never give them the answer. And it shows you exactly what they're feeding on. Shows you exactly what they're feeding on. I like the analogy of the two dogs. You take two dogs, put them in a ring, and both of them are going to fight to the death, and then you ask all these geniuses out there that think that they have the right answer, and here's how simple it really is, because I'm going to give you the answer. Which dog is going to win? I want to tell you which one's going to win. The one that you feed the most. That dog's going to win. The faith that the Son of God gives us overcomes the world. 1 John 5:2. The Bible says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Therein lies the hope in Christ. He is the anchor of my soul. We're called to be more than conquerors through him that loved us. That's if we accepted him and his love and his mercy through the cross of Jesus Christ. I am so, folks, I cannot even tell you how tired I get of watching people that think they know that they have the answers do nothing but magnify the problems and never give the answers. Here, I want to tell you how we continuously give the answers here in this ministry. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's the fruit of this ministry. That's all we have been doing for the last 23 years doing. This isn't talk radio alone, friends. This is do radio. I want to go back to the Target protest that I was talking about concerning all of those good Christians that you thought better of until it was time for them to go out and prove their love to a dying world in protest. And Protestant has meaning, right? Oh, my goodness, the excuses that they came up with. Again, these are all the people that inundate me with all the negativism, all the bad news all day long. It's all negative. And I'm sitting here looking at this stuff. I said to my wife the other day, you got to ask yourself what these people are feeding on, because it is not the Word of God. I mean, their life choices and what they've subjected themselves to show you how weak the God that they serve really is. And it's not the God of the Bible. It's the God of their own undoing is what it is. And that's the truth of the matter, folks. The answers are found within the Christians that believe the God, that test the resources of the Most High God. The Bible tells us, again, greater works will you do than I did, because I go unto my Father. He said that in John 14. He said, call unto me and I will answer and I'll show you great and mighty things. And yet, judgment falls upon a people when they limit the Holy One of Israel. And what do? They limit the Holy One of Israel, and it's not who they believe in. They believe in the spirit of the world because that's what they're born of. And they're led of the spirit of the world. And that tells you that they're not born of the spirit, but they are born of the flesh because they're doing the things of the flesh. John 3:6. I'm going to take Michael from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Michael?
Hey, Bradley. How are you today, man? You're on fire as usual.
Can you hang on a second? I'm sorry, guy.
Yes.
I did not know I had a mandatory break here. I'm going to pull you right back up on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
That's pretty crazy. Oh, I didn't show you that. I'll show you this in just a moment here. I got caught up into people's misunderstanding of what they think they are. I had to explain to them that they are not what they think they are when they call themselves Christians and continuously promote the spirit of the world and defeatism. That is not scriptural in any sense of the word. I'm going to go back to Michael in Texas. Michael, thanks for holding on with me on a mandatory break there. So go ahead with your question or your comment, my friend.
Sure, Bradley. First off, your Rumble chat room knows me as the Christian constitutional conservative, and
oh, cool.
secondly, if you find my words of value, and if we hit another commercial break, maybe you'll hold me over. So the first thing I like to say is you and your audience are on the right track in repenting of our sins and on that road. But in that, some very tough decisions have to be made. And I've made those decisions and I've offered solutions, and I only have three people left in my life because of it, okay? And the first one is, if you're indulging in pagan customs, like Christmas and Easter, you got to remove yourself. You got to get yourself out of Babylon. That's important to end that. And as far as like the government goes, you did a show earlier this week on impeachment. And what's interesting, though, is that from talking heads to politicians, from you, let's say, to MTG, no one gives the actual impeachment process, okay? In phase two of that, you're not going to get 67 senators to agree. You're not both sides. We saw that with Trump. And there's only one guy, though, that comes close to saying that. And I could say his name because he's guest appeared on Guest Hosted Fuel, and that's David Knight. He's gone as far as to say that it's window dressing and virtue signaling. You see, people are under the impression that they still have a voice in this government. When I was podcasting, I said back in 2015, the government has been in default of their oath for many years. And people talk about 1776 and the founders. I encourage everyone, and if you have HBO Max, you can get it easily, watch the John Adams documentary with Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, I've seen it 15 times, yep.
Yeah, well, I watched it every 4th of July.
Amen. And you know what? Good for you.
When they sign that document, I'm not afraid to admit it, I start to cry. And I look at my grandfather's rocking chair that I still have in my bedroom. That man came to this country over 108 years ago, 19 years old with nothing. And to see what we're leaving behind is dreadful.
Yep.
Right?
Shameful,
but look at what they did first. They stayed within the system, right? For a time, they appealed. And watch the Patriots, too, right after that with Mel Gibson, okay? They appealed and they appealed and they appealed. And nothing. So what did the Founding Fathers do first? They didn't shoot anybody or militias yet at that point. They took the tea and they took the stamps and they threw them in the garbage and said, no, thank you. The equivalent of that today is your 1099 and your 1040 and your property taxes, which 80% of that goes to your schools. As long as we continue to stay in the system, we'll get a little crumb victories, but they're laughing at us. Yeah. They're laughing because not only do they play with our money, but it keeps us in poverty. That's the goal.
Yeah.
See,
Michael, I need you to make your point, though, guy. I got other calls here, Mike, and I totally agree with everything that we said. So go ahead and make your point, please.
Well, the final point is we cannot fix these problems within the system of Babylon. We have to leave it. And I know it's very tough. And we need men, influential men like we had back in the day, to lead us and organize us. But I'm afraid your statement is right. We've sold our souls for materialism, and I don't think we'll ever get it. And that's why I said to you 3 weeks ago, we need Christ to come again. This humanity has failed. That is my final point.
Amen. Thank you, brother. I totally appreciate it. I want to end with what Michael just said. Oh, posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. Speaking of our forefathers that established what it is that we have today, he said, I will hope that you would make a good use of it. If you will not, I will repent in heaven that he ever gave it. Just think about that. That is some serious stuff, folks. I believe that there's probably a whole lot of repenting going on concerning a whole lot of people that have been given a whole lot that have stepped on it and have desecrated the memories of what our forefathers sacrificed themselves in giving unto us. We got Mark calling from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Mark?
I was listening to the debate about the chemtrails, and what I know, because I've been watching this since about 1986, as it's grown and got bigger and bigger and bigger, is one part of it deals with radar technologies. And whenever you're dealing with radar technologies, of course, you're dealing with microwaves. Deals with microwaves communications, too. And what's going on partly with this is not just the chemical part of it, which is drying things out, but the radar part causes constant movement of molecules. If you don't let things come to rest in the upper atmosphere, then you will not have normal rain patterns. You will not have normal clouds forming. And what it's doing is it's creating these huge high-pressure cells that don't want to go away, and even artificial high-pressure cells. And this is actually what's at the main root with the global warming. Carbon causes some of it, but in the past, with carbon events dealing with warming and inversion layers and all, it eventually boomerangs back, because particles like that in the atmosphere actually cause rain and such. And so after events that do with that, you usually have big rains, big snows. That is why the so-called global warming of today is actually has other factors involved in, like what you're talking about with the chemtrails and the radar and the communications things, is a big factor.
Amen. I totally agree. I mean, here, let me say it this way. It's man-made. And what
it's
they're doing
man-made.
Is that, exactly, and they're creating another crisis, and now they're trying to come behind it, and they're trying to put the noose on the American people and tighten it a little bit more by taxing them for this, that, and the other thing as they create another crisis. And we're going to see more of this. I do a whole show on this, Mark, and it's absolutely hilarious as to how the people play to this. It really is.
They're creating a population of poor people who are involved in these things, who are living now a life of regret. But it doesn't matter to them, because what they do, as soon as you're finished with your part and scheme in your lifetime, they shove somebody else in there to carry on the overuse of these technologies and to carry on the lie.
Yep, I totally agree. Speaking of which, thank you for that call, Mark, from California. By the way, I was going to ask you, sorry about that. I got to show this video. I got 2 minutes left. It was one of the things that I forgot to show you. But these are what the mainstream media is denying. I want you to see it for yourself as to what this is, in fact. And it's a video of them starting the fires and their helicopters using flamethrowers that are just dropping down flames to do it. Okay, so again, I want you to make sure when you're watching this, the mainstream media and their useful idiots don't want you to believe that you're actually seeing this. They don't actually want you to acknowledge the information that you're giving to, that I'm giving to you right now. They just want you to believe what they tell you, and you better not, believe anything outside of what we do tell you. Because if you do, we're gonna basically deem you as a domestic terrorist and a threat to the global order. Well, here I am. I'm that guy. But check this out, folks. They want you to believe that it's just starting on its own. I'm just going to turn down the volume. You can clearly see the helicopters starting the fires simultaneously. And of course, you know, they'll deny that they're doing this, but you're watching it for yourself. You have eyes to see, you have ears to hear, folks, and that ain't me up there starting a fire so I can have a news piece to go ahead and share with you. No, not at all. Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to come back on the other side, and I got you for 2 hours today, and what I want to cover is the consequence of supporting what the Lord condemns. You've seen it over the last month. I want to be done with this, but if it arises, it sticks its head out again, we're going to deal with it. But we got a mandatory break, and on the other side, I want to show you how this is completely backfired concerning those that have been pushing the gay agenda. Concerning the people in this country. They've been basically rejected at every given turn for the most part. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com again. We'll be right back on the other side.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.